the translation and purport by His Grace, His Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. The Brahmanas represent His mouth, the Kshatriyas His arms, the Vaishyas His thighs, and the Sudras are born of His legs. Purport. All living beings are stated to be the parts and parcels of the Supreme Lord, and how they are so is explained in this verse. The four divisions of human society, namely the intelligent class, the Brahmanas, the administrative class, the Kshatriyas, the mercantile class, the Vaishyas, and the laborer class, the Sudras, are all in different parts of the body of the Lord. As such, no one is different from the Lord. The mouth of the body and the legs of the body are none different constitutionally. But the mouth or the head of the body is qualitatively more important than the legs. At the same time, the mouth, the legs, the arms, and the thighs are all component parts of the body. These limbs of the body of the Lord are meant to serve the complete whole. The mouth is meant for speaking and eating. The arms are meant for protection of the body, and the legs are meant for carrying the body. And the waist of the body is meant for maintaining the body. The intelligent class in society therefore must speak on behalf of the body as well as accept foodstuff to satisfy the hunger of the body. The hunger of the Lord is to accept the fruits of sacrifice. The Brahmanas or the intelligent class must be very expert in performing such sacrifices, and the subordinate classes must join in such sacrifices. To speak for the Supreme Lord means to glorify the Lord by means of propagating the knowledge of the Lord as it is. Broadcasting the factual nature of the Lord and factual position of all other parts of the whole body. The Brahmanas, therefore, are required to know the Vedas, or the ultimate source of knowledge. Veda means knowledge and Anta means the end of it. According to the Bhagavad Gita, the Lord is the source of everything. Aham sarvasya prabhavaha. And thus the end of all knowledge, Vedanta, is to know the Lord. To know our relationship with Him and according to that relationship only. The parts of the body are related to the body. Similarly, the living being must know his relationship with the Lord. The human life is especially meant for this purpose, namely to know the factual relationship of every living being with the Supreme Lord. Without knowing this relationship, the human life is spoiled. The intelligent class of men, the Brahmanas, are therefore especially responsible for broadcasting this knowledge of our relationship with the Lord and leading the general mass of people to the right path. The administrative class is meant for protecting the living beings so that they can serve this purpose. The mercantile class is meant for producing food grains and distributing them to the complete society so that the whole population is given a chance to live comfortably and discharge the duties of human life. The mercantile class is also required to give protection to the cows in order to get sufficient milk and milk products, which alone can give the proper health and intelligence to maintain a civilization perfectly meant for knowledge of the ultimate truth. And the laborer class, who are neither intelligent nor powerful, can help by physical services to the other higher classes and thus be benefited by their cooperation. Therefore, the universe is a complete unit in relationship with the Lord. And without this relationship with the Lord, the whole human society is disturbed and is without any peace and prosperity. This is confirmed in the Vedas. Brahmano sya mukham asit bahu rajanyaha kritaha. Om Agyanati Mirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Vanchakalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Hare Krishna. So thank you very much for giving me the opportunity to purify myself. My knowledge is very, very limited, and I'm sure that you will all help me so that we can discuss this verse. Now, we've got a really nice purport here, and Srila Prabhupada actually has explained everything there is to know. But we can still discuss some bits and have a better understanding. So you know, we know Krishna as the lotus-eyed boy, blue in color, who you know, plays the flute, wears a yellow dhoti. Well, actually, today he was wearing a white dhoti with pink patterns, but generally wears a yellow dhoti. So we know him as that Krishna. But there are various levels of self-realization. For instance, some people have no concept of God. You know, who is God? There is no God. Then there are some who expect something superior. So there is something higher, you know, like could be nature, so mountains, sun. You know, there are some tribes, like the Aboriginal tribes, who regard the sun as higher God. Others see the universal form of the Lord as a person, so they worship that. And, you know, we, for us, you know, we've got our Radha Gokulananda here. He's the darling son of Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda, so we see him as that. But we won't go into that too much because His Grace Govinda Prabhu yesterday explained this really, really well in his class. So here we are seeing the form of Krishna as a universal form. So in the past we've heard that, you know, how the universes were actually floating around, you know, when before that all the elements became assembled, and then, you know, it created the universal fetus, and then the universes were just floating around until Mahavishnu entered as Garbhodakshay Vishnu, and then he assumed the Virat Roop with thousands of arms, legs, mouths, etc. And we see that Arjuna saw this Virat Roop in, you know, in the Bhagavad Gita, it explains as well. But Arjuna got really, really bewildered by this form of Krishna. So in the last few verses, we've been hearing about this Virat form of the Lord. So today we're looking at the four Varnas. So, you know, we have the Varna Ashram. And we're looking at the four varnas that are the part of the Lord's body. So we are all part of the Lord's body, like part and parcels of the body. But here, the four varnas. So the Brahmanas, they represent the mouth. The Kshatriyas, the arms. The Vaishyas, his thighs. And the Sudras are born of his legs. So these are the components that make the Virat Roop body. So in the Vedic society, people who did not follow the Varna Ashram system were actually considered not civilized. So, you know, they were almost outcasts. So in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says that these divisions are made according to guna and karma. So in verse 4:13, he says, Chatur Varnyam Maya Shrishtam Guna Karma Vibhakrasha. So according to the three modes of material nature and the work associated with them, the four divisions of the human society are created by me, Krishna says. So Srila Prabhupada explains that we have to understand that according to the past karmas, people are born under the influence of those modes, which are goodness, passion, and ignorance. And dictated by these modes of material nature, when somebody is born, they are dictated by that, and also they have their own personal desires. So that gradually actually, develops certain qualities in a person. So unless somebody is totally free from hankerings, they can't directly approach the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Hence, the Varna Ashram Dharam assists the gradual spiritual development of an individual. So here we've got the four. So let's start with the Brahmanas. So the Brahmanas are the mouth of the body. So let's think about the characteristics. So I would like to open it up to you. So can anyone say what are the characteristics of Brahmanas? Peacefulness, yes, thank you. Cleanliness, yes, thank you. Truthfulness. Tolerance, yes, absolutely. Mataji's any? Self-control, good, thank you. So these are people who are in the mode of goodness, and they're less inclined to have material hankerings. So they're not interested in enjoying the material nature. They're more inclined to know about the absolute truth, the personality of Godhead. So they don't want to actually engage in mundane activities. And, they want to engage in more spiritual activities and understand their constitutional position. So, in the scriptures, there are many examples of such. For example, the four Kumaras. So when the four Kumaras were created by Brahma, they were not at all interested in helping Brahma with the creation, the material creation. So they all ran away. And they went to meditate. And Brahma got really, really angry because he wanted his sons to help him. But then he realized that this is not good. I can't become angry at them. So he controlled his anger. And then from his forehead, 10 personalities actually appeared. Now, 9 of these Brahma's sons helped him. So, they helped him to create the material nature, to procreate. They were in another mode. So they were in the mode of passion. But there was one of his sons who didn't want to help him in that, to create material nature. Anyone know who he was? So it was Narad Muni. So Narad Muni, like the Kumaras, was not interested. So we see that right from the beginning of creation, they were influenced by different modes. So some of his sons were naturally detached, and some then helped him for procreation. And another wonderful example is of Sukadev Goswami. Sukadev Goswami wasn't interested. He didn't even want to come out of the womb of his mother. And then finally he had to come out, and the first thing he did was he ran away because he didn't want to get interested in any of the material, things that happen in the world, and wisely so. These characters who are the mouth or the head of the body of Lord are in the mode of goodness. So why does Srila Prabhupada say that they represent the mouth or the head of the Virat Roop, the Lord's body? So he says that the intelligent class in society therefore must speak on behalf of the body as well as accept foodstuff to satisfy the hunger of the body. So the hunger of the Lord is to accept fruits and whatever we offer in sacrifices. So Brahmanas or the intelligent class must be expert Now, we've seen the Kali Yuga that, you know, even sacrifices, we can't perform perfectly. But, you know, this intelligent class, they must, you know, perform the sacrifices perfectly. And, you know, the sacrifice is an offering that is going into the mouth of the Lord. So, you know, that's, the Lord is accepting that. And then Srila Prabhupada goes on in this in the purport to say, to speak for the Supreme Personality of Lord means to glorify the Lord by means of propagating the knowledge of the Lord as it is, broadcasting the factual nature of the Lord and the factual position of all other parts of the whole body. So therefore, the Brahmanas are, you know, they should know all the Vedanta, so all the Vedas, so they should have the knowledge, so that if they have the knowledge, they can then share with others. So basically, they must preach. Now, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that Jare dekho tare kaho Krishna upadesh. So, you know, the Brahmana's job is to preach to anyone and everyone, whoever they see. Now, I was just thinking that there is a devotee in our congregation, actually he's in the ashram, and I won't embarrass him by saying his name, but he's a wonderful example of this. Whenever he's talking to anyone, whatever they're talking about, he will say, oh, I know worse, you know, and he gets his phone out and he shares, and I think most of you know who he is, and he shares the verse, and it's so wonderful that he can think of, you know, that verse instantly. You know, I wouldn't know, like, what verse to say. But he thinks of it instantly, you know. So that is what it is, you know. Jare dekho tare kaho. So in everything we say, you know, you try and preach about Krishna. And then in the Bhagavad Gita, in 4.13, Krishna says that these classifications are not based on birth, but on qualities, consciousness, and abilities of a person. So, you know, Srila Prabhupada again and again mentioned in, you know, so many scriptures, so many lectures, that by birth, you know, somebody doesn't become a Brahmana. So, you know, those who are sons of Brahmanas, they need to have these qualities. Just like the example that he gives is that a doctor's son is not automatically a doctor. You wouldn't trust them to do an operation on you. You know, so they have to go also to university. They have to get training to become a doctor. Just like that, the Brahmanas need the qualities, the knowledge to be able to preach. And, you know, in this purport, Srila Prabhupada actually stresses on that, that this is what the human life is meant for, to know the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And, you know, the Brahmanas, if they continuously preach, then, you know, the society will become a wonderful place. And then the next part of the body is his arms, and the Kshatriyas represent these arms. Now, the Kshatriyas are in the mode of passion. So, again, can anyone give me some of the qualities of Kshatriyas? Fearlessness, absolutely. They're fearless. Resourceful. Resourceful, yes.
Power,
yes, they're very powerful.
Intense endeavor,
yes. Mataji's? Protective, yes. So their job, they're the arms, their job is to protect the society. Thank you. So they are also influenced by the material modes of nature and act in materialistic activities. So they do actually want something. They do want power. They want, you know, fame. They want to protect the society. But they also use their power not just to protect the society, but in the past, you know, in the Vedic society, the Kshatriyas, they were the kings and the princes, and they actually used their power to grab whatever they wanted. So they would grab a land, they would see a nice piece of land and would think, yes, I want this. so, you know, I can make use of it. And, you know, we've got examples of how they have kidnapped or just grabbed princesses. For example, Arjuna, he takes Subhadra away. And Krishna also, so Lord Krishna takes Mother Rukmini away. He kidnaps her. And in the Krishna book, we actually read the story about how Lord Krishna, you know, kidnaps Mother Rukmini. So she actually already prayed and she wanted this to happen, but her marriage was arranged with somebody else and, you know, she didn't want that. And the Lord didn't want that. He wanted to fulfill the wishes of his devotee. But here he was playing the role of a Kshatriya. And he goes there and he takes Mother Rukmini. And then we see that there is a great fight because Mother Rukmini's brother, Rukmi, and other Kshatriyas who are present there, other kings and princes, you know, they follow Krishna and there is a fight there. And then Krishna, you know, shaves off Rukmi's head and mustache and everything on one side. And, you know, they say that, you know, that is worse than death. So he doesn't kill, you know, out of compassion for Rukmini, but he does that. So we see that, you know, Balram then intervenes and he feels sorry for Mother Rukmini and he intervenes. And, you know, he actually says that, actually I would like to read something from the Krishna book. Shri Radha Gokulanand ki jai, Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman ji ki jai, Gaur Nitai ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Okay, so I'm just going to read from the Krishna book a little bit. So Balaram turned to Rukmini and informed her that in the current duty of the Kshatriya in human society is so fixed that according to the principles of fighting, one's own brother may become an enemy. Then a Kshatriya does not hesitate to kill his own brother. In other words, Lord Balram wanted to instruct Rukmini that Rukmi and Krishna were right in not showing mercy to one another in the fighting, despite family considerations that they happen to be brothers-in-law. So, you know, the Kshatriyas, you know, they will do their duty no matter what. And this is what Balram is trying to explain to Mother Rukmini. And, you know, they are really, really courageous. But although they want to enjoy the material nature, they are not actually on the bodily concept. So we see that in a war that if they lose one arm, they will carry on with just one arm. Or if they lose a leg, they will carry on. So they will actually not give up until they give up their life. So, you know, that is their nature. And in the Bhagavad Gita, you know, the whole Bhagavad Gita is about this, isn't it? That Arjuna wanted to run away to the mountains and Krishna says, no, you are a Kshatriya, you have to do your duty. And this is your duty, don't worry about the results. So this is the characteristics of the Kshatriyas. And they are actually there to, with these qualities, they actually protect the society. And then in the translation we see about the Vaishyas, they are the thighs. Or we say that, you know, the stomach or the middle part of the body. Now, they are mixed in passion and ignorance, both modes. And they want to enjoy the material, you know, nature, but they are not as focused as the Brahmanas and Kshatriyas. They don't have an actual goal. So they are less active compared to Kshatriyas. Kshatriyas who are like lions, you know, they are less active, you know, in some cases, I think, you know, they might even be regarded a little bit lazy. But they are responsible for catering to the needs of the society. So, you know, like food, clothing, items, whatever they need, household items. And in return for that, they might get something in return or a monetary benefit. And so, you know, they can enjoy on spending on what they enjoy. Now, there is an example of this in the Shastra as well, that, you know, Krishna and the fruit seller lady. And I think everyone knows the story, so I won't go into the story. But when the fruit seller lady comes, Krishna wanted some fruit. And what does he do? He doesn't just accept. He goes and he thinks, well, I don't have anything to give. You know, I'll give her some grains. You know, so he gives something in return. So we know that Nanda Maharaj was from the Vaishya community. And Krishna is following that example, that, you know, if somebody gives me something, I need to give something in example. Now, we know that Krishna is not in any of these varnas. You know, in 4.13, he says that I have created this varnashram system, but, you know, I am transcendental to it. So Krishna is not in any of these varnas, but he's playing this role to show us. You know, so he's just playing a role. So when he was in Dwarka, he was playing the, you know, he's from the Yadu dynasty, so he's playing a role of a Kshatriya. When he was in Vrindavan, Nanda Maharaj was Vaishya, so he is playing that role there. And also in this purport, Srila Prabhupada says that actually the mercantile class is also required to give protection to the cows, and in order to get sufficient milk and milk products so that they can give this to everyone in the society, which, so, you know, for their health and intelligence, so that, you know, they can maintain a civilization perfectly meant for knowledge of the ultimate truth. And then we have the Shudras. They are born of his legs. So they are born of the legs of the universal form of the Lord. Now, their characteristics are of, you know, ignorance. So they are in the mode of ignorance. So it is said that they have no intelligence, they have no goal, you know, so they actually have to be supervised. So they can't do things independently. So they have to be guided and supervised by the other varnas, the other classes. And actually, Srila Prabhupada says that in this age of Kali Yuga, everyone is a Shudra, you know. And a Shudra is somebody, out of all the varnas, the Shudras are the only ones who take a salary. So we see that in this age, everyone works and takes home a salary. So, you know, that's how we are all regarded as a Shudra, because we are working on the orders of another person. And we see that in this modern day age, everyone is, you know, they are driven by the incentive of getting monetary benefits, you know, money, isn't it? Now, I used to work in a school, and even children who are 7 years old, 6 years old, they would say, oh, when I grow up, I want to do this and this job. And you would question, so why? And they would say, because it pays a lot, then I can buy a big house, I can have a nice car. So, you know, like the mentality even of children is that I want to have a bigger house, bigger car, become rich. So even they are not thinking that what qualities, what natural qualities do they have? You know, so according to our qualities, we should actually do the work. You know, in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says that we should do our duty, even bad if we do it badly, rather than doing somebody else's duty. So, you know, this is something that we need to develop in our society. So saying all that, Krishna also says that all parts of his bodies are of the same value. So all the varnas, although they have different characteristics, different duties, you know, they are qualitatively as important as each other. So, you know, the legs are as important. However, you know, the legs are important. However, if we lose our legs, we can still carry on living. But if we lose our head, then, you know, we can't carry on living. So qualitatively, our head is slightly more important. It has a, you know, a important use. And all parts of the bodies, so all the varnas, Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, and Shudra, they all serve the Lord. But, you know, they serve according to their own capacity or position. And they should not become competitive. So somebody should not be proud, oh, I am a Brahmana, I am better than the Shudra. So, you know, we shouldn't become competitive. And, you know, Srila Prabhupada, I was listening to a lecture, and Srila Prabhupada actually said that he gave a really nice example that we don't offer flowers to Krishna's mouth, do we? Thinking that's the most important part of his body. Yes, we offer Krishna to flowers to the whole body of the Lord. But actually, Srila Prabhupada said that our first duty is to offer flowers to the lotus feet of Krishna. You know, so we start from there. And then, so we see that all parts are as important, but they have a different role. Just like our legs take us to different places, you know, our mind or our head, we use our intelligence if we want to do something. Just like that, they're all important. So I'm just going to end, because time is moving on, with this quote from the Vishnu Purana 3.8.94, and I'm just going to read it. So the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Vishnu, is worshipped by proper execution of prescribed duties in the system of Varna Ashram. There is no other way to satisfy the Lord. The Varna Ashram system was created by the Lord for one purpose, to help the lost souls back to Godhead. Through this system, everyone moved forward in their spiritual lives. The Brahmanas gave directions, the Kshatriyas gave protection, the Vaishyas provided for their everyday needs, and the Sudras served all of the above. His system is meant to gradually purify those who are inimical to the Supreme Lord, bringing them back to their constitutional position of love of Godhead. So, like it says in this verse, the complete unit is the relationship with the Lord, and without that relationship with the Lord, this human society is disturbed and without peace and prosperity. So we see that in this day and age, you know, peace and prosperity are very difficult to find. And, you know, this could be the reason. So, you know, as ISKCON, as this congregation, as all of us in Srila Prabhupada's, footsteps, this is something that we must really work on to, you know, bring back the Varna Ashram system in our society so that the society can be peaceful and prosperous and we can all make our way back to Godhead, back to Krishna. So I will end there, and I ask for forgiveness for any mistakes I might have made. And I would like to open it up for any reflections or any corrections. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Thank you, Mataji.
Hare Krishna.
I'm just wondering if there's any descriptions given about the sort of proportions of society and how they're divided. Like, is it, you know, one quarter of the population are Brahmanas, Kshatriyas at this? Or is it similar to the body? You know, the head's only a very small part, whereas the legs are very big. Is it like this?
I think somebody else can answer that question. But according to the purport, it said that they're all important. So I would say that, you know, it could be equal proportion, but I'm not sure, so I don't want to speculate. If anyone else knows, please.
From what I remember, there was a... It says like the sudras, there's like for every 1,000 sudras, there's maybe 100 vaishyas, and then I think it's 10 kshatriyas and 1 brahmana, and that in a certain proportion.
Oh, wow. Okay.
That mightn't be 100% correct in terms of what I said, but that's, yeah, we can find it later, yeah.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. Anyone else? No? Okay. Okay, thank you so much for patiently joining in. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Gaur Premanande Hari Hari Bol.